When Israel was in Egypt land.
I see the rhythm of a new world, strange beliefs, a life of despair, a life of grief. I am a motherless child, lost and confused, trapped in the dark, used and abused. In this new land, there are unceasing commands, but my spirit makes new demands of hope, home, future, salvation, freedom from backbreaking work and strife, freedom to define a new life. But the labor beats down my body. The hate demeans my soul. Can I reclaim the spirit that they stole? We find the answer in our music and in our faith that lightens our plight. I see the rhythm of the Americas as Africa's spirit shines on so bright.
Upon arrival in the new land, Africans tried to retain their tribal religious practices, but they lost them over time. They also lost their languages. At first, the enslaved blacks could not communicate well with each other, but eventually, they adopted the language of the slave masters. The conversion of slaves to Christianity in the 1700s is called the Great Awakening. 1619, slavery begins in the United States when a Dutch ship steals a cargo of enslaved Africans from the Spanish. The ship arrives in Jamestown with 20 Niggars to exchange for supplies. These are the first Africans to arrive in the English North American colonies. 1634, Maryland officially adopts slavery, the first American colony of many to do so. 1642, the Fugitive Slave Law is passed in Virginia to punish those who help enslaved people escape. Runaway slaves are branded with an R when they are caught. Late 1600s, slaves are not allowed to be educated or taught to read, even the Bible. Most Christian colonists were slave owners and discouraged the conversion of slaves to the religion. The Quakers, however, welcomed both slaves and freedmen. 1661. A law in Maryland is passed ensuring that enslaved blacks who convert to Christianity will remain slaves. 1754. Benjamin Banneker, a 21-year-old black man, makes the first clock in colonial America, one of his many inventions. 1758. The first known black church in North America is founded, the African Baptist or Bluestone Church in Virginia. 1770, Crispus Attucks, a sailor and an escaped slave, is the first civilian shot when the British attack a protesting crowd in Boston, an event known as the Boston Massacre. Attucks is the first hero of the American Revolution who died for speaking out against English rule.